step into the bardic basement and ascend to a higher perspective. In this week's Bardic Basement Bite Size, we have Chuck the Poet. I would describe Chuck as being quite a humorous poet.
Hello, this is Chuck. Chuck the Poet, yes, indeed. I hope you're well. All I can say is I've been asked to perform. You know, here we go. Here's a couple of poems that I've written. Some are from a new book, some are from an old book, some from a book which is yet to be published. But hey, we'll go with that. This one's called, I'll start with this, A Short Summer. I'm recording this in January, a couple of days before the special day, my birthday. But not really relevant, unfortunately. But here we go. A Short Summer. I wear my shorts in summer, 'cause the legs ain't long. To don shorts in the winter time, I know this would be wrong. Chilblains on my knobbly knees, I'd catch a cold and sneeze. Jack Frost would nip my ankles, my balls would feel a breeze. Now, Chuck the Poet writes poems which are generally quite short, and also got a bit of a punchline at the end. There's nothing wrong with that, of course, if that's what you're looking for. But it does mean there's no long, laborious words in there. There's nothing extravagant about any of these poems. There's an instance. This is called Flippin' Fly. The flippin' fly flew, bobbed and buzzed up and down and round. Needing to rest its little wings, it settled on the ground. I pounced and trapped that blue bottle with a spoon and a plastic fork. Pulled off its wings with evil joy. The fly became a walk. It's very difficult to do poetry when it's comedic and you're looking for claps or titters or guffaws at the end of it. But on this, we'll go with it. I can only hope that you've all got some sort of internal smile. Here's another one. It's called Doctors. I woke up in the morning. I felt like a TP. By midday, it was awful. I felt like a marquee. So off I went to the doctor, and he simply said to me, "You're too tense." I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, this is all very well. Are these really poetry? Is this really poetry? Is this what we've really come to after all this lockdown and nonsense? Well, some of these poems are very long indeed, very old indeed, not even long, some of them. But this one's from Beer, Bread and Biscuits. This is my first poem. It's quite a long poem. And one of the first poems I'd written, it's called Mr. Beau. Mr. Beau flaps his ears with glee, hoping to disturb an irritating flea. He's standing tall, looking around. His trunk is falling to the ground. Mr. Beau's big ears that flap and beat to cool him in the midday heat. Eyes stare at trees with movement in, and now there's something worrying him. Mr. Beau is dressed in a dusty grey. From foot to foot, he starts to sway. Fears arrive as a nasty smell across savannah. All's not well. Mr. Beau, His Majesty, better known as Jum, holds his ground. He will not run. A gun is fired. The beast is stunned. A cry, a shout, but worse to come. Mr. Beau's not dead. He lies in the dirt. Three men approach, wanting to hurt. Kalashnikov poised, aims to hit, but from above, a rifle whip. Mr. Beau looks up. His assailants too, a hovering tropper, ranger and his crew. They're here to save, to help old Jum. Protect the wildlife, that's they've come. Stop the muggers, such evil men. The passion of greed was controlling them for tusks to kill and send to ground. One gang has been stopped, more must be found. Mr. Jumbo's saved, free and he's still here. But the threat on elephants won't disappear. Don't buy ivory, trade or in consume, or the death of the elephant will be very, very soon. See, that hasn't got a punch sign, has it? But I like elephants. They're important. I like them a lot. They're big. They're huge. If you've ever stroked an elephant. And it's weird. People say, oh, you can't stroke animals anymore. You can stroke dogs and cats. And you might find an odd pig in a farmyard somewhere and give it a bit of a ruffle around. But, you know, some animals you just really shouldn't touch at all because, it's got very delicate fur and stuff. But elephants, yeah, good to go. Nice creatures. Clever. As I was saying, so here we go then. From large elephants to very small animal indeed. Sassy zygontoma. You're a primitive surface slitherer, skating with a wiggle, watch as you walk. A sassy zygontoma, a creature from the cork. Super shiny, silvery swish, skids about a petri dish. An insect bug from yesteryear, a tiny silverfish. Who'd have thunk it? That's what they're called. Zygontoma. So, yeah, it's good. Here's one. 20 seconds of positivity. It don't matter if you're big or small, what creed you are, short or tall, happy, unhappy, fit or not, loaded up or not a lot, running fast or a little late, it don't matter, because we're all just great. Somebody asked me to write that for them. I hope that's helped you. Yes, I'm reading through these. Here's an old one again from the first book. As I said, beer, bread and biscuits. Pete, I am a vegetarian. I eat a lot of beans. People say to me, really, are you a vegetarian? Looking at me as if to say, well, you don't look much like a vegetarian. And I put that down to the fact of beer, bread and biscuits, hence the name of the book. They all popped their clogs. In the front room, first the cat died, then the budgie popped his clogs, followed by Iggy, the iguana, and Bill, one of the dogs. But it wasn't till Uncle Ted passed by we were consumed with guilt and gloom, and we asked ourselves the question, why is this called the living room? Thanks very much. So, yeah, I hope you're enjoying this. I don't know, you know, the people of Northamptonshire. Saying that, as this is going out over Northamptonshire and part of a Northamptonshire group, I'm looking for a poem that's maybe relevant to Northamptonshire. And, oh, here's one, oddly enough. It's called Tudes, Ode to Northamptonshire, the capital of cobblers. Northamptonshire is the centre of the industry of shoes, where many are made in shapes and styles and colours just for you to choose. See, shoes are really useful, designed and made with care, and all the folk of Northamptonshire seem to have a pair. Thanks. So, yes, that's the kind of thing we get to. So we'll move into Jelly Toffee, the second book. Whereas Beer, Bread and Biscuits is more of a concept because it's usually the first three things I write on my shopping list. Jelly Toffee is actually a poem, but I'll save you from that and not do that one. I'll do this one, I think. Yes, I don't know. I've rewritten most of these. I don't get to do this one very much. So let's try this one. I'm just rabbling now. I'm reading all these and thinking, wow, that's quite good, isn't it? No, I'll never get my tongue round that. Oh, hey! Yes, I don't know. This one's based, I'll see if I can get through this. This one's based on, if you're writing poetry, and I don't know, many of you may do, if you're writing poetry, you may base it on the melody of a famous or popular tune. This one's called Sent to Coventry, and I used the basis of a Blondie song to hit the rhythms. I was sent to Coventry. I want a flat pack and I want to buy it now. Give me an Allen key and I'll show you how. I need a chair, maybe even a table. It must be Swedish with maybe a name, Cop Mabel. Not like the Tory government, more strong and stable. Serve up some reindeer meatballs, Copula, read the label. Assembled furniture, IKEA simple, nothing better. With no veneer in here, you follow instructions to the letter. You erect your billy bookcase, you've used up all the bits. It shouldn't look like it used to, but never thing just fits as it falls apart. So obviously, if you're reading that out of the book, lots of tongue twists in there. You're likely to fall over at some point. But, you know, that's what you get for reading poetry. Here's a newer one. I do like food. written poems. Lots of poems about food. They're bizarre. This one's called Pizza. I have a craving for pizza, crispy and round and thin, with tomatoes and mozzarella, fresh basil from Turin. Aromas deliver me to Roma. In Pisa, I'd be set for life, but at home, cut into sixes with my own infinity knife or pizza wheel. That's what I call it in my house. So I went through a bit of a project. I'll do these very briefly. I went to a bit of a project and I wrote some little books regarding places I'd been to and visited, and written these into poems with pictures, what I had taken in the places I was visiting. So this is a very short. These are all based on exactly the same format. They're all called A Visit to Somewhere, and they're all exactly four lines. And let's go. This is called A Visit to Malta. The Triton Fountain. So I'll try to start again. The Triton Fountain is most excellent. You won't find one wetter or better as you walk the fortress city, simply known as Valletta. There you go. That sums up Malta completely and utterly. Here's one. A visit to Dubai. To see the Burj Khalifa, so high it makes you think. It's also dark. Sorry, I'll do that again. A visit to Dubai. To see the Burj Khalifa, so high it makes you think. It's also hot and dry there, so you cannot get a drink. There you go. It is dry there. It is a dry country. There's no beer available. And the last one, what should we do here? Oh, some have made it. Some have made a cut, but some haven't. A visit to Sardinia, small island off Italy, of course. I wanted to see flamingos. So on a city visit to Cagliari, you see, they're lovely when they're flying. But at close, they're rather scary. There you go. Sardinia in four lines of poetry. Anyway, I'll let you get back to what you're doing. Now, my name's been Chuck the Poet. The books, if you want to find them, are available from 3P Publishing. If you go to YouTube, I have a YouTube channel called simply Chuck the Poet. If you want to follow me on Facebook, you can go to the page, which is generally called Chuck the Poet. And if you want to find me on Twitter, it's called, would you believe it? And it's shocking, this, Chuck the Poet. I hope that's useful to you. I hope you enjoyed that. I am Chuck the Poet. I hope that I'll be playing in a venue near you soon. Come on, Northamptonshire. All the best. Cheers. Good night.
You can find his social media links in the description. And another thing. You can support the Bardic Basement by going to our coffee page. Thank you. You can donate by going to the link in the description.